Blog Talk Radio.
And now, everyone, let's receive the founder of the largest trip on the planet, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Praise him. Can everybody hear?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, the signals are great. We're live on air. God bless. Please stand by, everyone, for our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless everybody this morning. This is your Chief Ambassador. I'm in trouble with my phone this morning. I can't get it dialed, but we'll be all right. God bless all of you. Thank you, Dr. Hagan.
You're
welcome,
sir.
I appreciate you. And to all of you everywhere, I want to thank God for everything he's done for us. He's been so multitudinous, he's wonderful. And we give him praise, adoration, and glory. Thank him for everything. God bless you. Let me pray for you all this morning. Heavenly Father, you are the best. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we glorify you, God. We've never been so blessed except by you. You hold us up, God. You make a way out of no way. You lift us up. Thank you so very much. Thank you for Sunday, how you showed up and showed out. It was so marvelous, and we just give you the glory, all the adoration, and all the praise. If there's anything you've done wrong, in your sight, God, we ask you to forgive us. Bless us in a multitudinous way. Give us your grace and your mercy. Look on these precious people who are from all over the country, both locally, nationally, and internationally. I ask blessings upon every one of them. They may have sons and daughters. And God, we ask that you look on them and bless them. The enemy doesn't want their family best. He's trying to attack the families everywhere. And because he is jealous of people who have family. And I think it's because he doesn't have anybody who loves him like that. We understand that, Lord. But look on the families and bless every family. Trying to do it the way of the Lord. And we need your help. Hold your hand over the people like you did Job. The enemy couldn't touch him because you simply had your hand over him. And you were blessed him and helping him. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you do that. Thank you again and again and again and again for everything that you have done. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask many of you who are prayer ambassadors. I keep saying this, but it's true. The Lord spoke to my heart. And he said, son, I want you to make ambassadors. And I asked him, God, what kind of ambassadors? And God spoke back and said, I want you to make prayer ambassadors, people who concern for the nation and the world. The people who would pray for the nations. Amen. Prayer ambassadors are very good. They're very special people because they have a heart for this world. This world is in trouble. Oh, my God. And the enemy is trying to destroy the world. Actually, he was trying to take over the world because he failed to take over heaven. When he was there trying to take over heaven, he failed and got kicked out. Now he's come down here. He fell down to this earth. And he's trying to do the same thing down here that he did up in heaven. And I'll tell you what. The devil is a liar because Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fruits thereof, world and they that dwell therein. Amen. So we can't have this earth because it's the Lord's. And God is the one who controls this world. We just bless him and thank him for everything. God bless you. I'm going to ask Dr. Betty this morning if she would pray for America. We are in trouble. And we need prayer. Amen. And many of you who have other nations, amen. I want you to get ready to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Here you are.
Hi, yes, thank you. God, I'm coming to you this morning with a heavy heart but an humble heart. And I thank you, Father, for the things that you're going to do. I thank you in advance for the prayers that are going to be answered this morning. So I'm coming to you asking for forgiveness for anything that I've done wrong in your sight, any thoughts that I've had that were not like you. Anything that you told me to do that I did not do, Lord, forgive me and hear my prayer. And I thank you, God, for that. I'm lifting up the United States and I'm lifting up Bermuda. Lord, I'm going to start off as I normally do with leadership. We need godly leadership to make these decisions that we have to live by every day. And I thank you for entering into the United States and Bermuda to give those godly people. Lord, let them stand up for you. Let them show the people that they are for you, honestly are for you, and I thank you, God. We're lifting up all the areas that have been touched by the storms and the earthquakes and everything. Lord, help us. We need help. We're in a place now where division and hatred is among us, and we thank you, God, for delivering us from that. I'm asking you to step in and heal the people that are going through the pandemic, and I thank you, God, for that. I'm asking these blessings in your name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Benny. And we certainly need that prayer for America. The Lord told us to pray for Israel. And Dr. Freddie Lee Collins, I want to ask you to pray for Israel. Are you online this morning to pray for Israel?
Yes, sir. I certainly am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning as humbly as we know how, Lord, asking that you would bless the nation of Israel, Lord. Bless the leaders there, Lord. Help them to seek your face, oh God, while you are nigh. Help them to come to you, God, and be humble and have peace in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace in the midst of the storm, oh God. Lord, you see everything and you know everything that's going on in the nation of Israel, Lord. And that you will bless them, oh God. Bless every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, Lord. Help them to put their face towards you, Lord, and to seek you, oh God, while they can, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we are thanking you in advance, oh God, that you would touch those that are sick, afflicted, and those that are going through bereavement in the name of Jesus, Lord. Comfort them, oh God, and strengthen them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, and we will be so careful to give your name the praise. All the glory and all the honor belongs to you, Lord, because you alone are worthy. You deserve our worship and our praise. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you are doing in the nation of Israel, and we'd be careful to give your name the praise. And we honor you, and we appreciate you, Lord, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And Haiti, and thank you again, Dr. Cullors. Well, Haiti is really in need of prayer. I'm going to ask Dr. Demma Johnson to pray for Haiti. She's on the line. We need prayer for Haiti. People there have had an earthquake and a hurricane. Terrible situation. Dr. Demma Johnson, are you there? Can you pray for Haiti? We appreciate it.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We come before you, thanking you for all of your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for sparing us, God, another day. Lord, we thank you for your renewed mercy that you've given to us. As we lift up the country of Haiti, we ask that you would remember them, God, in a mighty way. Lord, you see the needs that they stand in need of. You see the problems. You see the situations. You know the turmoil that is going on, God. There's nothing there that you don't see. But you are mighty, God, and you got everything in control. Lord, we're asking you that you would bless them in a special way. God, we're doing what you told us to do, and that is to pray for them. So we pray for them, God, this country, these people that need your help. Lord, they need your help. They need good shelter. They need food and they need clothing. Most of all, they need to know that you are a God that can move on their behalf. And we're asking you to do that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them in a special way. Touch, heal, and deliver. Encourage and strengthen. Give comfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless as only you can. We ask you to do it, God. We believe in it by faith. We're trusting you, God, to come to their rescue. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Back into your hands, Chief.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the beautiful prayer. All right, can we get prayer for Jamaica and Peru? Amen. They need a prayer there, too. Dr. Michelangelo, are you there? Can you pray for Jamaica and Peru?
Yes, God. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, thanking you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord. Father God, we ask you to touch Jamaica and Peru in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them and give them the things that they need, Lord. Secure them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord. They need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you do in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they need, Lord. Give them the things that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And touch each and every one of them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, we're looking to India. There's a new prayer to India, Iran, and the Bahamas. Amen. They've been hit with that hurricane, too. Amen. So I'm asking Dr. Marlon Gildersleeve if you would come and pray for India, Bahamas, and Iran. Are you there, Dr. Gildersleeve? Can you pray for them? All right. Can we hear me a little bit? How about Nigeria and Russia?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Give us a minute prayer for Nigeria and Russia. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. Oh, most gracious Father God, Lord, come with me this morning, Father God, and come with us. I know how, Father. Father God, tell me thank you. Tell me thank you for today, Father. Thank you for last night, Father. Thank you, my praises. And I honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you're ultra awesome, Father. Your love and your time and your love is unfailing, Father. Father God, we lift up Nigeria and Russia this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father. Father, asking that you will have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you'll continue in the mighty name of Jesus, touch leadership, Father, and just bless the people, Father, with you. Just let a Holy Ghost revival break out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, would you supply for every need, Father? And would you continue to work many, many miracles for them in the mighty name of Jesus, however you want to do it. And bless your Father. Thank you for them. And Father, praying for godly leadership, Father. You should pray for those that have rule and authority over you, Father. Praying for us, Lord God, that you will Holy Ghost arrest leadership also, Father, and the people will be blessed, Father. We bless you. We ask thank you for every miracle you're working in Jesus' name. Amen. I bless you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right. Can we get prayer for Spain and Puerto Rico and North and South Korea by Dr. Teresa Spears, all the way from New Jersey? Come on.
Yes. Good morning. Father God, thank you for your saying. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for watching with us last night as we laid our tired weary heads down to rest and allowing us to rise early this morning to a dawning of a new day, Father God. Thank you for the activities of our limbs and for being cold in our right mind. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to wake up and praise you for all that you've done for us. I come to you this morning asking to be with the peoples of North Korea, South Korea, Lord. They need you now more than ever, Lord. Help them to understand that what they're going through are trials and tribulations that are put in place for them to grow stronger with you, Lord. I said to be a shelter to those that are homeless, be food to those that are hungry, and be a medicine to those that are sick. Father God, you continue to have mercy on us, Lord. You're going through this entire world with weather, just trying to get everyone so right. Father God, I ask that you just help them to adhere to what it is that you try to do for them. I ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want to move and pray for South Africa and Greece. Dr. Irvine Coleman, are you with us this morning? Can you pray for South Africa and Greece? Amen, Dr. Coleman. Can we go to South America and pray for South America and Dr. Thelma Rush?
Amen. Yeah. Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this country. We thank you. And, oh, God, look on this country. And whatever they have done or say, and all the drugs and the prostitutes going on there, Father, forgive them. Forgive them and put your mercy on them. And have mercy on this country. Because this country needs you. This country needs you more than they ever need you before. Lord, have mercy on this country. Mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God. All right.
Pastor, I'm sorry. I stepped away from the phone for a minute. This is Mrs. Coleman. Can I still pray?
Yes, pray for Greece and for South Africa and Greece. Dr. Ivan Coleman, go ahead.
Father God, we thank you this morning. We come unto you as humble as we know how, Father God. Father God, I'm asking in your mighty name to touch South Africa and Greece on this morning, Father God. Father God, I'm asking you to give them everything that they need. Father God, most of all, I'm asking you in your mighty name, let them receive you like never before, Father God. Lord, I ask you to bless them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Father. Father God, I ask you to give them good leadership over there, Father God. I ask you to give them good health, Father God. I ask you in your mighty name, Jesus, to give them the doctors and the lawyers and different things that they need to run their country right, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And God, I thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do for them, Father God. Lord, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you very much. If y'all can, let's go to Mexico and ask the prayer for Mexico. Dr. Sean Green, are you here yet? Amen.
I am here. Good morning.
Thank you, Mexico.
Heavenly Father, I just humbly approach you on the grace, Lord. I'm thanking you even for this morning, having the opportunity to pray, Lord. Do not take it for granted, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are combined together, Lord, here on a clearing call, Lord, as ambassadors and doctors, Lord, speaking out your mercy, Lord Jesus. Mexico needs you, Father. Lord, there are families that are displaced, Lord Jesus, the governments and disarray, Father. And, Lord, as I was praying earlier this morning, Lord, you're aware of what's going on, Lord. I'm thanking you, God, because you sit high, Lord, and you look low, Lord. Nothing is getting past you, Lord Jesus. Nothing catches you off guard, Lord. And this country is being elevated, Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter what it looks like. And I thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. You're blessing over in Mexico, Lord. You're taking care of things over there, Lord Jesus. Your people are hearing your word over in Mexico, Lord, via prayer lines, TV groups, Lord Jesus, missionaries, Lord. But you have people on the ground, Lord. Armies are being built, Father, for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, Lord, we give you glory, Lord. I humbly ask you, Lord, if there's anything, Lord Jesus, that's supporting this prayer, please forgive me, Lord. I want this prayer request to be able to hit the throne of grace, Lord, and be magnified for your will and your glory, God. I'm in line for you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank God. All right. Can we get prayer for England and for Southeast Asia and for Indonesia? And Dr.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming before you, God, as humble as we know, God, and lifting up your righteous and holy name. There's none like you, none above you, God. We give you all the glory, all the praise. Yes, they do. God, we're lifting up Southeast Asia to you, God. 11 countries, that 11 cities that are in this country in Southeast Asia. God, we lifting up your people before you. God, you said for us to make a request known, God. We're lifting them up. We're asking you to touch, heal, and deliver, oh God. Supply the needs according to your riches and glory, God. And we know that you are the man of your word and that you are taking care of your children, oh God, there in Southeast Asia and the cities that are in Southeast Asia. God, we ask you to continue to be with them, oh God. Bind the enemy on every hand that's coming against the children, oh God, the mothers, the fathers, those that are being abducted, oh God. Turn it around, God. Fix it, Lord. Bless them, oh God. And Father God, we ask you to bless the leadership, give them understanding and wisdom on how to lead to people. Not nothing detrimental to them. And God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Father God, we ask you to look on England, oh God. The queen and the palace, those that are rulers in England, oh God, we ask you to bless them. Let them be on one accord, come together in unity. And when they make a decision, make decisions that are wise and not hurt the people, come against the people in any way. And Father God, we ask you to go into hospitals and sick rooms all over in those areas, Lord, touch you and deliver. And God, we know you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And God, we are looking to you and heal from what cometh our help in each area of this world, yes, God, that you made. You know all about each and every individual. Oh, God, we ask you to touch and heal from the crown of the head to the soles of your feet. Go into hospital, sick rooms, everywhere. And God, we ask you to just bless in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you because, God, we know that you're no respected person. What you've done for us, you do for others. And God, we thank you for just being the God, the Father of this world, Creator. You're the Creator of all things. And God, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you praise and honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. All right. I'm concerned about New Zealand, too. I wonder if you have Dr. Ronnie Richardson. Are you on the line? Can you pray for New Zealand? If you're there, right? Can you give me prayer for Venezuela, Dr. Chris? If you're there, amen.
Father, now seek the system you're thankful for and the evidence of things not seen. Father, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now faith. And even though we don't see the manifestation that we're going to, we believe by faith that everything that has been said according to each and every prayer that is being done now. Because now, faith, God, we operating in the now, God, the now, now, now. And so, Father, we thank you. You say one must first believe that you are and that you are a rewarder to them that diligently seek you. You say that it's impossible to please you without place faith. And so, God, we touch and agree in one place at one time. Amen. Realizing and recognizing that you are already at these places, and we just speak the word. And, God, you begin to manifest your power, your learning, your grace upon these countries, upon these international individuals, God. Transform minds and hearts and spirit. I rebuke fear and draw back spirit that they will go forward in all of these countries and power and demonstration, not being afraid of their faces, God, because you are with them and you are for them, and you swear that you will bless them, and you can't lie, and all you, the Son of Man, that you have to repent. God, I see the manifestation of everything taking place here in the state, so I know you're doing it over there well, God, because those are your people as well, God. And so, Father, I thank you, God, because the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the silver, the gold, the cattle, it all belongs to you, God. And there's nothing, God, that you said you won't hold. No good thing from them who walk upright. God, I know there's 20, 50, 40. You say if I could just find one, God, I know there's 10, 15, 20, 30 of them, 40, 50, 60, and so forth and so on in these countries, God, that believe that. And, God, I thank you for transformation. I thank you for change. I thank you, God, for overhaul. I thank you, Lord, for having more than enough to bless each and every one of them with, God. Allow them to come together in one on one accord, God. Say praying for one another, God. Strengthening one another, encouraging one another. We just thank you for all you do, because we release our faith today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And, God, we are rejoicing because we know things are taking place in these countries because we are praying for them every day. We are calling on their name. We are calling their name. We are calling out on countries and states and regions and cities and neighborhoods. And so, Father, we thank you, God, that you are praying in God. And, God, when you ask the answer, let them know that you are here. And you hear, because in the beginning is the grow, and we just give an honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' most and precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see if we can get some prayer for either Mexico or for Iraq. Amen. Dr. Charlotte Gray, Dr. Bonita Flash, and either one of y'all, can you pray for your nation? Amen.
Lord, in prayer.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, as I again, Lord Jesus, just touch the throne of grace, Lord, another opportunity to lift up Mexico, Lord. Look at the leaders and partners, Lord Jesus, people that are on the ground, Lord, that are in and out of Mexico, Lord, delivering food and transporting children and putting families, placing them back together, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you have people in position, Lord, in higher power, Lord, that are making way straight, Lord, that have been crooked, Lord. I just continue to think of the families there, Lord Jesus, and how blessed, Lord Jesus, that you are making situations over there, Lord. People are coming into the salvation of the Lord, Lord. They are recognizing who you are, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for a new in Mexico, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing over there, Lord Jesus, that is transferring to other countries and nations, Lord, on unity, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Continue to touch families and leadership, Lord, and churches, Lord, and build, Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. for your kingdom over there, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, let's see if we can see if our announcer is here. Is she still there? I'll pray for you, North and South Japan and India. Dr. Julie Hagen.
Father, we just thank you right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father, we've come to pray for these said nations. Oh, Father, we lift them up before you today. We've come to pray the prayer of blessing upon these nations. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. And we pray, Father, today, as you are instructed, hallelujah, the high priest, to pray, hallelujah, for the children of Israel, to pray those blessings upon them. We lift up Japan, and as Chief said, the nation of India. And Father, we speak to Japan, and to the nation of India. Father God, we say unto them, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray blessings upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. We say to Japan and to India, the Lord bless thee, and may the Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and may the Lord be gracious to thee, and may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and may the Lord give you, Japan and India, may the Lord give you peace. We pray this blessing prayer upon you. In Jesus' name, we call it done according to the book of Numbers. God bless you, Chief. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. And let's see if we can get some prayer this morning for Guatemala and Canada. Deborah Johnson. Amen. Can you pray for Guatemala? We need prayer there. And Granada. Amen.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come before you again, Lord. Thank you. Because we know that you are a true and living God. As we lift up the countries of Guatemala and Granada, we ask that you would bless the people in a special way. For you know what they stand in the need of, God. We ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Give comfort, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, please supply their needs. We ask that you would touch leadership, God. Give them compassion in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom to make the right decision. Oh, God, give them a heart for the people that they can make the right decisions for them and help them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you rebuke and bind hatred. Oh, God, take away the hatred and replace it with love and let them know that you love them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for everything. Thank God. Amen.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Let's see. I don't know. If Dr. Wazin Khan is back yet, she's been dealing with affliction, but she prayed for France and Trinidad. If she's not here, can we get prayer for Sylvia and Dr. William Bush and then either one of those nations, France, Trinidad, or Sylvia, if you're there. My Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you look on France, Trinidad, and Syria. Lord God, even in this country, it needs your help. The enemy is trying to attack every country and trying to get people to follow him. And God, I pray that you look on France, the precious people there in Trinidad, and even in Syria, and give them freedom from oppression. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Sister of Curses, and help them, we pray. What about clean water for them, food for them, roof over their heads, all the necessities. You bless the people in Trinidad, France, and Syria with these needs, God. You promise in Philippians 4:19, that you would supply their every need. Then you promise, Lord, the one with it down. John 14:13-14, if I would ask anything in your name, you promise that you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. And then you say in Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given. Seek and we find, knock and the door shall be opened unto us. And then you went and said, Matthew 18:19, yeah, if two of us shall touch and agree on anything on the earth, amen, and ask, touching and agreeing, it shall be done for us on the Father. God, we believe your word. We believe everything about you, Lord. Would you touch and help there in Trinidad and France and all these nations? Oh, God, in Syria. Thank you for our our national audience and international audience everywhere. People need your help, God. We can't make it without you. You are the hope of the world. Please look on the whole world and touch and help us, God. We lift up your name. We're not people who worship Baal or any idol gods. God, we're not going to, if we don't see you here, we're not going to melt down the gold and make a golden calf and bow down and worship the golden calf. We worship you. You are our only help. You are our only hope. And God, you are our only love. We just thank you. Bless all these nations, all of them, God. Help them, God. They really need to help. Would you let your hand be over us? And God, look on all of us who are being affected by this virus, this Delta virus. God is trying to spike again. Yeah, would you reverse the curse and let it, instead of spiking, let it go down? I remember what you did there in Egypt. After you sent plagues upon Egypt, and the Pharaoh began to hear your voice and wanted to do what you say to him, you told Moses to stretch out his rod. And all that plague, all of those plagues left Egypt because you spoke. It was like you spoke in the beginning and said, L-E-T, let. And the earth was formed, and birds started singing, and the cattle started moving. Everything happened because you spoke it into being. Look on every nation, help us and bless us.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Is anybody on the line? Didn't call your name? That you would like to pray for any nation. The line is open to you. Just jump in there and tell us who you are and tell us who you're praying for.
Dr. Gilbert, please. This is Chicago, Illinois, praying for Iran, Bahama, and India. Sorry, they're going to wait. Lord Jesus, we just have to look down on the countries, Lord Jesus. That's what's down on the whole world, Lord Jesus. We all need you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to lead them and guide them, Lord Jesus. Make a way for them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, protect your children, Lord Jesus. Make a way out of no way for the people. Put a roof over their head, food on their tables, Lord Jesus. Give them a peace of mind in you, Lord Jesus. Let them really need you in their life, Lord Jesus. You is the answer, Lord Jesus, for the whole
world.
Jesus. Lord, you pray for the children. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Lord, you watch over them. Lord, you let them have food, clothes, water, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, their parents, Lord Jesus. Let them just have the strength to take care of their children, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, in the midst of them, let them really need you. All they need to do is just pray to you, Lord Jesus. You is the answer. And we know, Lord Jesus, you answer because you have done it for us, Lord Jesus, so many times. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you have done. And we just pray for the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved, and the ones that's the presidents over there of the different countries. Lead them and guide them in what to do for the people in your will. Amen.
Amen. And thank you because, God, you are the answer, Lord. You are the answer. We praise you. We thank you for everything you've done this morning. Is there anyone else who would like to pray for your nation? And just tell us who you are and give us what nation you're praying for. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus.
Chief Ambassador, this is Mother Stern. I don't have a nation, but I feel led to pray for you and Lady Betty. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless everyone on the line, and I pray that everyone will come in agreement with me as we pray for our leader on this line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for another day, and thank you for beginning us as the first fruit family for a new week, Lord. And now, Lord, as we stretch our hands to thee and no other help that we know, we ask, oh God, and we ask, God, that you bless our leaders on this line, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, your servant, Lord, that you put, oh God, to be the visionary for this ministry that is leading and guiding us, Lord God, to all truth and to all understanding. We thank you, oh God, that you have placed in him for us to pray, oh God, for this nation. Oh God, I believe we've covered every nation, even the United States included. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Lord, strengthen him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God, in the name of Jesus. We know, oh God, that his Sunday was busy and Monday, oh God, is resting to get replenished for the things that you're going to impart into his spirit that will bless your people. Oh God, give him the financial support that he needs, oh God, that he wants to bless others, Lord God, and ministry needs finances, oh God, that we may bless others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for First Lady, oh God, for his help meet, and God, they're one in the spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, just bless them on today. Oh God, I know he know they know this, but God, we want to let them know that the word of God say, know this one thing, that your labor of love, Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, is not in vain. We thank you, oh God, for us having this prayer line, God, because of this man and this woman. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch their children, touch their grandchildren, touch, oh God, everything that you put his hands to do, his ministry, Amazing Grace, First Fruit, all the extended ministries and the people that they come in contact from day to day. Oh God, let us not be a burden on them. Let us be a help to them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you for every prayer ambassador and doctor on this line and those that was not on the line, God. We pray that we would just come to be knitly joined together. Let us be strength to one another. Iron sharpeneth iron. And so you sharpeneth the countenance of us, Lord God. We believe in you, God, that the prayers of the righteous is availeth much. Let this be a blessed week for us this week, God. We rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Rebuke death. Rebuke sickness. Oh, God, let all of us come to a place in our spiritual life. We are healthy, wealthy, and wise in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do thank you and crown our leaders, oh, God, with both love, honor, grace, and mercy. Have mercy on them, God. In the name of Jesus, we even know that there are some secret things that is not even said, but God, even those hidden things, the hidden treasures that they don't even tell us about, God, that you would open, oh God, show your loving kindness toward them. We thank you today for them, Lord. Have mercy again and have favor with them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, everybody. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother, to our nation. God bless you. Amen. Is there anyone else on the line who would like to jump in and pray this morning? Just tell us who you are and tell us what you're praying for and jump in. And we certainly want to receive you. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. All right. I want to give you a praise report. I ask you all to pray for us this weekend because I found out one thing that people get jealous of you when you have a vision bigger than their vision. And when they can't hold you down, many times they'll try to declare you not having good fits. Amen. They don't know how to handle you. They don't have faith on the level of your faith. I'm just telling you the truth. And when they don't, they'll just say you're crazy. Amen. And you all pray for us this weekend because they sent a person to our church, amen, to check us out. You know, some people want to spy on you. Make sure you are coming up to their approval.
Thank God.
When he did, y'all take the blood of Jesus over the service, over the church, and the Holy Ghost took time to drop in there like, oh my God, it was like a bomb. Amen. As we preached that sermon, to remember the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever you do, don't lose your faith and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Somebody who was on the line, and y'all remember the title of the sermon that I preached on Sunday?
I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ.
I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Oh, my God, I just got lost in that sermon. I just, the Holy Ghost just took over, and I'm beginning to have them read that scripture, found in Romans 8:35-39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, persecution, shall famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? And Paul goes on to say, not even let death nor life, nor persecution, nor any other creature separate you from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I got a hold of that thing, couldn't let it go, and the Holy Ghost moved in such a powerful way on Sunday. Amen. I didn't have I didn't have a hoop or nothing. I just gave them the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost took over. Amen. I want to tell you that you all prayed, and my God, the Lord moved that place and sent the people who had come and been sent to my church. Amen. They left praising and shouting God themselves, and shouting to the Lord himself. It was an amazing time. And I want to thank you. Prayer does change things now. A day without prayer is a wasted day. Amen. Men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I never forget, as I get ready to close here, I'm going to give you a testimony of a praise report some years ago. And you can't really forget what the Lord does for you. Amen. Some years ago, I was in Texas, and the Lord had led me to do my concerts for the prison there in Texas. And never forget, when I went down to, you might say, the worst prison in Texas, called the prison there in Huntsville, where Death Row is. Amen. And I went there to do a concert there in Huntsville, Texas, and was doing a concert to the male population there in Huntsville. And the men got to shouting so until they shouted so loudly until the men down there on Death Row heard them shouting. And the men at Death Row sent word to the warden and ask him if he would allow me to come down to Death Row and do a concert on Death Row. This was, again, in Huntsville, Texas. Amen. And when the warden said, they want you, can you stop moving, darling? You do that all the time. Learn. Don't do that. It causes a problem on the line. When the warden heard that the men on Death Row had requested that I would come to Death Row and do a concert, I never will forget. He said, Dr. Johnson, I cannot let you go to Death Row. I said, why not? He said, because they just stabbed someone there on Death Row. And somehow somebody got a little too close. Amen. There's only one
opening there in their cells, and that's where they put the food. And somehow, when they place the food down on that little tray where the opening is, one of the prisoners had made a shake, which is something like a metal instrument that has a sharp, they found it down to be sharp. And when they put the food down, the death row prisoner's hand came through that area and stabbed the man in the chest and killed him. He said, I can't let you go to death row because there's unrest there. And he said, I doubt if I could even get one of the guards, even if you wanted to go to death row. There you go again, darling. Stop all that. And he said, I doubt if I can get a guard to take you to death row. But God had ran the bush just like he did Abraham. A guard was standing by and heard the warden say, I doubt if I can get a guard to take you to death row. And the guard spoke up and said, warden, take him to death row. And the warden said, you mean you're not afraid to take him down there? He said, no, sir. He said, I'll take him if he'll go. And I said, I want to go, warden. Let me go and do this concert for those men down there. And the warden said, all right, I'll let him go. But I won't forget that their guard to follow me, Dr. Johnson, and I followed him. And we got to death row, and there was a huge door, pure steel. It was about, I'd say, 12 inches thick, a foot thick of pure steel. And he took the key and unlocked death row. And he walked in and told me to stand behind him. He said, now there's a yellow line that goes all the way from this door all the way through death row. And it shows you how close you can get. Don't step over this yellow line. And when he walked in and I walked in behind him, he closed that 12-inch thick door. And the door went clang, clang, clang. Never forget it. We locked that door behind us. Oh, I knew I was in death row. Amen. And he said, step back. Don't step over that yellow line. And I stepped back behind the yellow line and began to walk down death row. And there were cells there. And before I knew it, the Holy Ghost told, you know, before I knew it, I stepped up to the cell. And I began to look in the prison cells. And these men on death row, the first one I looked in, the man was staring up. Can you be still, darling? That's you. You. Mute your line. You don't know how to behave. And then once again, I looked in the cell. When I looked in the cell, there was a death row prisoner staring up the ceiling, and he is lost in space. He's just staring at the ceiling. I moved over to the next cell. There was another death row prisoner, and he was staring at the floor. And then when he stared at the floor, he was in space. These men were spaced out. And I had my horn with me. And I picked up my horn, and I began to blow Amazing Grace. Oh, I'll never forget it. I hear it in my heart right now. Amazing Grace. I began to blow that Amazing Grace. And oh my God, when I got through playing it, I heard somebody on death row. They shouted, "Load again! Load again!" I don't know what you're going to do if somebody on death row asks you to blow it again or sing it again. I blew it again. Amen. And when I blew it again, word came from the warden, from one of the guards. And he said, the warden said, Dr. Johnson, if you'd like to go to the television area. They have one area for recreation on death row down there. And they get maybe a couple hours a day that they can leave the cell. And so they won't go crazy or something. And they let them have a couple hours of recreation. And he said, the warden said, if you want to go to the television room and do a concert for the prisoners there on death row, he said, the warden said he would let you do it if you would like to do it. And I said, I'd like to do it. Amen. He said, you're not afraid? I said, no. I heard that song from the old senior saints. It said, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. You're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. I said, I got the Lord with me. I'm ready if y'all want to go. The warden dispatched two guards with machine guns who walked one in front of me and one behind me. And they took me to the television room, opened up the television room, and let me go inside. And they walked in and stood along the wall with those machine guns. And while the other guard went and unlocked, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they have a button they push or whatever. But all the cells on death row will come open. And then they unlock them. And when they push that button, all those death row prisoners came out of their cells. And when, can you be still, darling? Who are you? Dr. Hagen, check and see who that is. Check and see. I want to know who that is. Keep moving by the phone and don't have enough. Well, anyway, I want to know who it is. Amen. And they walked in along the wall with machine guns and stood there as I came in. And they said, step back area here. You can't go beyond this area because if you do and they don't like you, they'll stab you with a shank. And those shanks will kill you. They're metal instruments that have been filed down, and they're sharp, very sharp. Amen. And they said, step back. And I stepped back and began to do this concert. And I remember a couple of songs I played. One of them was Some Glad Morning. When this life is over, I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Those men came in to death row, and I began to play and minister, and those prisoners on death row began to shout. They were shouting, amen. My God, they were shouting. And then I began to do, back then the Old Happy Day was popular, and I began to play Old Happy Day, when Jesus washed my sins away. And I knew I was supposed to, I knew I was supposed to stand up in front and not leave the front. But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit took over, and the men began to shout. And I began to walk among them, walk among their pews. They were on pews like in a baseball game. Amen. They were in pews. And I never forget. Do y'all have the number of the person who's making all that noise on the line? If you do, interrupt me and tell me who it is. Amen.
706.
But they would check it out and tell me who that is. We're able to see that now. Thank God. I don't forget, and I began to blow Amazing Grace and walk among them. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost began to move. And those men on death row began to shout and praise God. I've never seen it before like that. They were shouting and praising God. And then I began to say to them, listen, I don't care who you are or what you've done. The Lord knows who you are, and he told me to tell you that he loves you. He sent me all the way from Fort Worth, Texas, to tell you that he loves you. And one of the men on death row said, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know my background, what I've done. And I don't know what you've done, but the Lord Jesus knows what you've done. And in spite of what you've done, he told me to tell you that he loves you. And he told me that if you would just simply confess him with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, he said he would forgive you. And no matter what you've done, he can wipe your sins away and wash you and make you brand new. Anybody who really has messed up, we all have messed up, and you need his forgiveness. Believe on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and invite him into your heart. And I said to them, I tell you what, I'm going to make it simple. I was playing Amazing Grace a while ago. I'm going to play that song again, Amazing Grace. And I tell you, if you want Jesus to forgive you of all your sins and come into your heart and live inside of you, while I blow this Amazing Grace, I don't know what the rules are here, but I'm going to ask you to do something. If you want Jesus to come in your heart and to change you and make you brand new, I want you to step out of your pew where you are, and I want you to walk up here to where I am and stand right in front of me. And now you're coming. That would mean that you want Jesus in your life, and you want him to save you, if that's you. I begin to blow Amazing Grace again. And I got lost in blowing Amazing Grace. And the Holy Ghost began to move there in that place. I never forget it. And I closed my eyes. I wasn't worried about them. I closed my eyes and began to blow Amazing Grace. When I got to the part I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. I'm doing a couple of times, and when I got to playing it the second time and playing that end of the verse, I opened my eyes, and every death row prisoner, every one of them, was standing up in front of me. I prayed with them. I led them in a word of prayer, and every one of them who had come out of death row was standing there and he accepted and received Jesus. My God, have mercy. Receive the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What a time, what a time, what a time we had on death row. And then, you know, I found out that men are men wherever you go. And Jesus can change anybody. I'm telling you, he can change anyone in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to remember how many came out of death row. I believe it was 12 of them or 24. I can't. It's been years now, but I do remember that all of them who were on death row had came forward and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. I discovered that no matter who you are or what you've done or what you haven't done, the Lord is able to save you. There might be somebody on the line this morning, and perhaps you have never come to Jesus, never given your heart to Jesus, but you're here this morning on this line, and you would be willing to, you tried everything, and everything has failed. That's the problem. You tried everything, and those things have failed, but you never tried Jesus. There's no failure in him. He can take a prostitute who's been on the street 20 years, prostituting. And his grace and mercy is so great, he can clean them up and make them brand new, like they're a brand new person. Let me tell you, he can take the biggest crime boss who's been on the street for 20 years, dealing in crime, kill people and everything else. But his grace is so sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you. And I'm telling you, he can clean you up, make your life brand new if you want him in your life. But you have to want him in your life. If there's anybody on the line this morning who would say yes to Jesus, I would pray a prayer. Here's my procedure. All you have to do is either you can pray it out loud or you can pray it to yourself. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. But if you want Jesus in your life, might be somebody on the line who wants to rededicate their lives to. You came to Jesus. And perhaps you haven't been as faithful as you should have been, or you have would have liked to have been. And somehow, some way, you need to rededicate your life as a Christian to become a better Christian. Amen. He's able to forgive you. He's married to the backslider. And he wants you to know that he loves you too. And then I'm going to pray this prayer. Pray it after me. And if you want him in your life, he will come into your life. And he will make you brand new. I don't know if all the lines are muted or not. But if I can just get one person to make an example, pray this after me. Amen. Lord Jesus, amen. I'm sorry for all my sins. Put it in your heart. Please forgive me. I know I've let you down. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I open my heart to you. Lord, I believe that Jesus, you came and they nailed you to the cross and you died on the cross. And they buried you. But I believe on the third day, you rose from the dead, and you're alive forevermore. So I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Please save me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you for hearing my prayer, and thank you for saving me. Thank God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Amen. Jesus changed your life forevermore. Let me tell you something. He's the only one who can fill that gap in your life and make you brand new. Amen. Thank God for changing your life again. I say this forevermore. Amen. Here's what you need to do. If you don't have a church home, you need to find a good Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church home. Amen. You can tell that pastor there what happened to you on this prayer line, and he'll receive you in the name of Jesus. And then if you find a church home, let me tell you, if you don't have one and you can't find one, you can come on this line, and we'll help mature you in Christ. And another thing, on Sunday morning on this line at 10 a.m., we broadcast our services, and you can attend our service. And, you know, Jesus is everywhere. I'll be willing to take you in under watch care. Amen. And you can have a pastor on this line. I'll be your pastor and help nurture you and teach you in Jesus Christ. Then I would like to advise you in some way to find your Bible or go to Walmart and buy your Bible. It only costs you about maybe $10, $12, $15 to get a Bible, if that much. Amen. Learn how to read the Word of God. There's a book in there called Psalms. Right in the middle of that book of the Bible, you'll find Psalms. Turn to the 23rd Psalms and start reading there. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And, or either go to the back of the book and find about three-quarters of the way in the back of the book, Romans, the 10th chapter, and read there where you just, if I will confess, that's the 9th verse, 10th chapter, 9th verse. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you'll be saved. You'll read about what God did for you this morning in that Romans. Amen. And the whole book, the Bible, is rich and full of verses. I might add, if you've never read the Bible,
see a brief prayer and ask the Lord, Lord, I've never read the Bible. Would you show me what you want me to read? Test him and see if when he leads you to read something that will bless your heart, bless your soul. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. Just wanted to share that testimony with you. Hopefully it bless you of how God saved all those men on death row. If he saved them, not if, but he saved them, he can save you too. Yeah. God bless you. I hope you, whatever the Lord leads you to do, come to Jesus Christ or rededicate your life, whatever it may have been. Hope you found grace and the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless all of you today. Let me see. We're reading the whole Bible. That's what our task is. Not really a task, but our assignment is to read the whole Bible. And I'm going to ask Dr. Freddie Cullen to come up and meet. And if you would, tell us where we're reading the Bible. If you would, the line's open to you. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here. Yes, sir, we're in the book of Ezekiel, and today we are reading chapters 43, 44, and 45. It's your reading assignment.
All right. Now, the people who perhaps may not be familiar, the Bible is divided into two groups, Old Testament and the New Testament. And then Ezekiel is in the Old Testament. And we're reading chapters, what, give us 1 month, 43 through 45.
Yes, sir.
43 through 45. And
yes.
Then it's separated into chapters. If you look in there, you'll find chapter 43 through 45. You'll be up with us. We started at the very beginning of the Bible, and we read up to Ezekiel 43 through 45. And join us, if you would. Then, we have our all-night shut-in that we do once a month. Amen. And I wonder, is Dr. Friesen on the line? Can you tell us when we'll do the all-night shut-in? Are you there? Amen. Let me just tell you, the all-night shut-in will be the 22nd of September, this month. Amen. And you'll hear people from all across the country. It'll take about 15 minutes to minister all night long. We stay on the line. And it's such an awesome, awesome time. Have you ever serenaded the Lord all night long? The Bible tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. And help us on the all-night shut-in. You can take a time to be with us on the all-night shut-in. Amen. And then on Thursday nights, we have a youth prayer line. Are you there, Dr. Brown?
Yes, sir. Chief Ambassador, God bless you. Praise God. I would like to take this opportunity to invite everyone on a First Fruit Youth Prayer Line, and that's Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, that's our First Fruit Youth Prayer Line, and God is doing great and mighty things through our youth and through the visionary. God bless you, and again, that's Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise God and the visionary Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. God bless you, and thank you. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much. You have a great time on the youth prayer line. I might say that a month ago, God managed to make what we call youth prayer ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And through your help, helping people on this line, and through two large groups, one from Mother Maddie Stills and one from Sister Vera Johnson, we were able, with your help, we were able to give each one of those youth prayer ambassadors, about 39 of them, we were able to give them $50. Thank you, Mother Stern. Amen. And we've been able to
encourage them. Your prayer line is a very rich line of what they do. They have young people participating. And you just got to hear it to see what I'm talking about. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. All right. God bless you. We've had a great day. Dr. Teresa Steele, do you want to tell them what they can do on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night?
Yes. I would like to invite anyone who does have a church home to call into the prayer line to fellowship with Amazing Grace International. You can fellowship with them on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. You can also fellowship with them on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for a church service. And if you're in the Kansas City area, you can always go into the building and fellowship with them in person. Our very own Chief Ambassador is the presiding pastor. I promise you, you'll have an amazing time with Amazing Grace. We want to thank you for your prayers for on yesterday. The Lord did move, and he showed up and showed out, and Amazing Grace asks for continued prayer for them. Back into your hands, Chief.
Thank you so much. And she's right. Thank you for your prayer. Prayer changes. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost came to that house. And my sister, Edna, Dr. Edna Tyler, oh, my God. She said God tore the house down. And he did. He just tore the house down. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to give a report on that, Dr. Sheila Brown?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity, Chief. Yes, sir. I don't know what the exact scripture, but I'll say it, and you all probably know it. I'm fully persuaded, nor death, life, principalities, nothing. Son, mother, daughter, whomever, whatever, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And my daughter, just thinking about her life support, praise the Lord, when Chief Ambassador Pastor was preaching yesterday, nothing can separate us. And, hey, I was fully persuaded, like I am today, that nothing could separate me from the love of God. Even during that time, my daughter being on that life support dead, I knew in my heart nothing could separate me. I was just fully persuaded. Anyway, that was the word yesterday, Chief Ambassador. I'm still excited. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. It still had me on fire this morning. God used Chief Ambassador, like he's a young man, and God is renewing him. And I'm going to continue to say that, Chief Ambassador, because it's in my spirit. It keeps coming out that God is renewing your youth. And Lady Betty, I'll talk to her about that. God bless you. Great message yesterday, Chief Ambassador. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive that God renewing out of you and our spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. And this young lady belongs to our church, and she took time to really cook for the mothers yesterday and for the whole church. Actually, she cooked some beautiful chili for everybody and fried corn. It was really good. And so I want to just commend her for having a heart for the people. Thank you. God bless all of you. We had a great day. And I'm going to let you all have some family time. Get back to what you've been doing. You might want to go to sleep again. Amen. Get you a good nap. I don't know. But whatever you want to do, just keep it within the reins of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll be blessed. All right. God bless you. Are there any other announcements before we go? Anybody else want to say something? If you do,
yes, sir.
Jump in there. All right.
Okay. Dr. Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas. I just want to make an announcement on Sunday. Praise the Lord. This third Sunday that's coming up, our pastor, Chief Ambassador, whoever he is to you, praise the Lord. Our pastor right here, that's what he is. He's our pastor. Praise the Lord. On next Sunday, him and Lady Betty are going to be celebrating their pastor and wife appreciation Sunday in a service on next Sunday. And if you all don't mind, I'm asking you all to send gifts myself. It starts right here with me first, and I'm going to do that. So we would like to send gifts in regard to their appreciation. We know we just did the anniversary, but right now, third Sunday coming up, we're talking about their appreciation to show them how much we appreciate Chief Ambassador getting up every morning delivering the word, and they're on the spot to pray anything we need. They're there. Lady Betty, she's kind and sweet, and she never changes. We want to show them exactly how much we appreciate. Remember that message, love, that love talking, that love shows. So we want to get some gifts in. God bless you, and thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's just good to have people who are concerned about you. Amen. Dr. Sheila Brown, we didn't talk about that, but I want to thank you for being concerned. And she and Dr. Thelma Rush, amen, are so concerned about the pastor and his wife. And we appreciate them very, very, very much. Amen. All right, anyone else want to have a word before we close? It's open to you. But I can't let the line be blank. If you want to say something, you have to jump in there and tell us who you are and just begin sharing. Anyone? Thank God. God bless you. You had a great day. Amen. I love you and I thank God for you. And I just want to close with this amen, we recorded some time ago. You hear it, I got a feeling in everything. Look, oh my God, it'll be all right. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Bless all of you. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.